Most rice plants will die if submerged for just 3 days, but the new variety can withstand 2 weeks of flooding. Ronald, a plant pathologist at the University of California, Davis, says it can make a crucial difference in a region where subsistence farmers grow rice to feed their families, and 4 million tons of rice is lost each year to flooding. Pamela Ronald developed the new rice strain with a colleague at the International Rice Research Institute outside Manila, David McKill, and another scientist at the University of California, Riverside, Julia Bailey Ceres. Ronald says they began with an ancient rice strain from eastern India that farmers knew could survive long periods underwater.
It was not in use, very, very low yielding and very poor flavor, so no one was eating it. So it's really more like a grassy weed, but it had these properties.
She says they worked to identify the genes for flood resistance and then transfer them to rice with high yield and good flavor.
And the idea was if we could identify the genes, then we could transfer just those genes into the varieties preferred by growers in India and Bangladesh. And so we were hoping to develop a new rice that retained all those traits that were important to those growers, but also had this additional gene.
Using a technique called precision breeding, they transferred the rice-resistant property to a popular rice known as Swarna. The new variety is called Swarna Submergence 1 or Swarna Sub 1. About 100 farmers took part in field trials in eastern India and Bangladesh. Ronald says the results were dramatic, with farmers seeing increases from 2 to 5-fold under conditions of flooding. She met with some of the farmers last year.
We wanted to hear what kind of difference it made to their families, and a couple of the women told me that they were able to feed their family and they had extra rice to sell, which is really important in those areas.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture conferred a major research award on Ronald and her colleagues in December. The new rice type is in the final stages of certification in India and Bangladesh and should be widely available within 2 years. The new strain is genetically improved but not genetically modified, so is not subject to tight controls on genetically modified foods. Ronald has devoted her career to rice research and notes that rice is the staple food for half of the world's people. She is now turning her attention to another problem for rice farmers in Asia and Africa.
And so we're trying to understand what makes the plant resistant to disease, and we're also looking at the disease-causing bacterial organism that devastates crops in Asia and Africa. And we're trying to understand how the bacteria and the plant communicate.
The scientist hopes to interrupt that process and breed into rice plants a natural resistance to the disease called bacterial blight of rice. Ronald lives and works in the heart of California's Central Valley, which produces half the fruits and vegetables for the United States. Her husband, Raul Adamchak, is an organic farmer, and the couple has written a book called Tomorrow's Table that argues for a combination of genetic engineering and organic farming. Ronald says that both can help farmers feed the world in a green and sustainable way. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Davis, California.